Our scripture reading comes from Exodus, chapter 33, verses 12 through 23, and I will be sharing from Peterson's translation, The Message. Moses said to God, "Look, you tell me to lead this people, but you don't let me know whom you're going to send with me. You tell me, I know you well, and you are special to me. Well, if I'm so special to you, let me in on your plans. That way, I will continue being special to you. Don't forget, this is your people, your responsibility." And God said, "My presence will go with you. I'll see the journey to the end." Moses said, "If your presence doesn't take the lead here, call this trip off right now. How else will it be known that you're with me in this, with me and your people? Are you traveling with us or not? How else will we know that we're special, I and your people, among all other people on this planet Earth?" And God said to Moses, "All right, just as you say, this I also will do. For I know you well, and you are special to me. I know you by name." Moses said, "Please, let me see your glory." God said, "I will make my goodness pass right in front of you. I'll call out the name God right before you. I'll treat well whomever I want to treat well, and I'll be kind to whomever I want to be kind." God continued, "But you may not see my face. No one can see me and live." And God said, "Look, here is a place right beside me. Put yourself on this rock. When my glory passes by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I'll take my hand away and you'll see my back, but you won't see my face." This is the word of God for the people of God, for which we say, thanks be to God. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable worship, O God. God of goodness and grace and compassion. Amen. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you, and you are mine. As Christians in the long-standing tradition of singing Methodists, I begin the sermon part of worship this day with a hymn containing a theme or focus from the Exodus text. And thanks to Dr. Randall and the choir, the final hymn will also speak to that focus that is found in the text. So I hope you will see the thread. What the writer of Exodus offers in these verses is a demonstration. Another demonstration of that unique bond between Moses and God as they negotiate. They negotiate the means by which the people will be led to Canaan to the promised land, to the land of milk and honey. It is yet another story of God's amazing grace freely given in a long series of such stories that we have encountered in this wilderness adventure. Chapter 33 opens with good news and bad news. Yes, Moses will lead them to Canaan, even send an angel ahead of them to clear the way. It's earlier part of chapter 33. But God will not go with them. When the people heard this, one can imagine that the stress level skyrocketed. Without the guiding presence of God, they're stuck. Stuck in the middle of the desert without their cloud by day and pillar of fire by night global positioning system. Sand as far as the eye can see. No apparent help. Time for another God and Moses conversation. As the writer of Exodus puts it in verse 11, right before our text for today, God and Moses speak to each other as one speaks to a friend. And that relationship allows Moses the freedom to remind God of the promises God has made. Look, God, you told me to lead these folk out of Egypt, but now you haven't shared with me whom you will send to help. Yes, God, you know my name, and I've garnered your favor. But oh, and by the way, these are your people too. And you begin to feel the frustration that Moses is having. But then Moses gets emboldened because of God's favor, God's grace. And so he goes to work. And he has two special requests. The first is the question about whether God plans to continue the travel plans with the Israelites. Moses has learned over this experience in the wilderness, he's learned the hard way that he can't get these stiff-necked, obstinate people who like to grumble. He can't get them to Canaan on his own. If you aren't going the distance with us, God, we're just going to stop right now. God responds. He responds by providing the assurance Moses needs. My presence will go with you all the way. And with that request granted, Moses decides to push a little more, take their relationship a little bit deeper. He's looking for an even closer connection. And he says, show me your glory. It's kind of a strange request on the surface because in previous chapters of Exodus, Moses has been a witness to God's glory and communicated with him directly. But Moses wants more. More of the character of God. But God's response doesn't fit this request in its fullness. God does promise to show not God's glory, but God's goodness. And the goodness God will reveal is a new view of the character of God. God will indeed lead them to Canaan. But Moses, wait, there's more. God offers an extraordinary promise. I will make all of my goodness pass before you. And then I will call out the name. God, Yahweh, the Lord. Not the name given to Moses at the burning bush back in Chapter 3, remember the response was, I am who I am. But the name God, is given, the one who is trustworthy and true. Moses had desired another reveal of the glory of God, but instead, God says, you will only see my back. In Life of Moses, the early church father Gregory of Nyssa says that the reason permission to see only God's back is because it is the proper view of one who follows. I think that's a great metaphor for the privilege of being able to follow God. If God is out front, it's God's back that the Israelites, it's God's back that we must follow. The scriptures give us many names for God, and one of the most important things for us to remember is that God knows our name. God is not indifferent. God does not abandon us in whatever wilderness we find ourselves. Whether it's COVID fatigue, the climate of hate, personal illness, alienation, you can all fill in the blanks. We don't know sometimes how to follow, but we don't have to find our own way. We have been given a roadmap. We know God's name as well. We know God not only as a figure into whose face we cannot look and live, but we can know God in the face of God's Son. The writer of the fourth gospel says it this way: we have heard his name and seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The way, the truth, and the life. And Matthew records the promise of Jesus, who is God's glory revealed, the promise that Jesus will be with us always, even to the end of the age. How we see God's glory is in the goodness of God. It is in God's nature to be gracious and compassionate and the giver of extravagant love. Tenderly, God offers a special viewing spot for all of this goodness. It's offered to Moses and to us. God offers the cleft of the rock and the protection of God's hand. Which brings us to the closing hymn by Fanny Crosby. It's one of her more than 8,000 hymns, more prolific than Charles Wesley. And it is one that I learned to love at an early age in my grandmother's Wesleyan Methodist church. Fanny was blind almost from birth, but because of her faith, she could see God's goodness in Jesus. Jesus, her Savior, her Lord. The words of the chorus echo God's promise to Moses. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. In the dry, thirsty land of our wilderness, may we allow ourselves to know the depths of that love that holds us up and provide strength for our journey.